Listen carefully. What you are about to hear can save your life.
First, you'll have to know what happened.
Dee-dum-dum.
We must get ready.
Dee-dum-dum.
Yes, we must all get ready now. Sundays, holidays, vacation time, we must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing. No matter where we live, the city or the country, we must be ready all the time. Mom. Mom, don't wait. This is what to do. Tight against the wall, this way. Don't wait. Know where you are to go, or ask an older person to help you. The most important thing of all is to cover yourself, especially where your clothes do not cover you. Mom, don't wait. Discuss what you could do in different places. Do it fast. Mom, first you duck, and then you cover. Remember to keep your face in the back of your neck. Fire is a danger. It can burn whole buildings if someone is careless. Automobiles can be dangerous too. They sometimes cause bad accidents. Now, we must be ready for a new danger. It's a bomb. There's no time to look around or wait. People who are walking must obey. Older people will help us as they always do. There might not be any grown-ups around. Then, you're on your own. But sometimes, and this is very, very important, sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning. There is a bright flash, brighter than the sun, brighter than anything you've ever seen. If you were not ready, did not know what to do, it could hurt you in different ways. It could knock you down hard, or throw you against a tree or a wall. It is such a big explosion, it can smash in buildings and knock signboards over and break windows all over town. If you do not know just what to do, ask an older person to help you. The next important thing to do after that is to stay covered until the danger is over. Mom, here's Tony.
Civil defense is common sense.
Attaboy, Tony. Act fast. Tony knew what to do. Notice how he keeps from moving or from getting up and running? He stays down until he is sure the danger is over. The man helping Tony, we must obey. Mom, even a newspaper can save you from a bad burn. Try to fall away from windows.
Don't use the phone. Leave the line clear.
Civil defense is common sense.
Don't use the phone. Leave the line clear.
Civil defense is common sense.
Friends, this is Bob Hope. Remember, one explosion of an atom bomb could kill 75,000 and maim 100,000. There is something you can do and do now. Persuade your club, your church, your friends, and your neighbors to help to learn to live. Remember, this is the atomic age. No one can escape its hazards.
You must do everything possible now to help yourself and your family. Nobody else will help you.
Do you know how to find shelter? Do you know how to give first aid?
Every one of us must remember to do the same thing.
Be sure you have a good fire extinguisher.
Civil defense is common sense. This is Boris Karloff.
It's a bomb. 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 Don't wait.
When there's danger. I'm convinced that these precautions are necessary right now. And I hope I can convince you. They're important to your family, yourself, and your community.